And I have a really specific question. Can we say that NATO is still today an alliance in search of a mission?
No. I think the NATO mission for everybody who understands the implications of this new century, in which the split between the have and have nots will become more and more say drastic or bigger, okay. Yeah. And the race for energy and what have you, yeah, will be more dramatic. The ascent of powers on the fringes, like India, like China, like perhaps Brazil and Russia, BRIC. Yeah, and maybe some powers in Africa, yeah, will provide for enough friction that the community of nations with a common with common values and a common system in general, with a common interest, will have to defend itself. Yeah, and I don't think that in the age of global politics, you can do anything without the seafaring and naval powers. Yeah, and this still is the United States, number one. Yeah, all our trade depends on the freedom of movement on the oceans. Yeah, so I think there is a huge pressure to stay in this grouping of or join this grouping of developed nations.
Okay.
Although I think that Russia should belong to it, not be excluded.
Sure.
But that is all if you read Huntington, yeah, he has it all there.
Yeah,
it's
right.
All discussed there. Yeah.
What is NATO's primary task today? Is it risk management?
NATO's primary task is fighting the war in Afghanistan. That is NATO's number one, number two, number three task. That is how NATO defines itself. That's how the political leadership of NATO sees it. Fight the war in Afghanistan and win it.
So, it's basic, can we say it's fighting terrorist threats?
No, it has nothing to do. That is the actual task. And this is task number one. That is the actual task. If a nation, a grouping, would just threaten or even attack NATO another way, then that might be task number one. But actually, yeah, it's fighting the war.
Can I put it differently? Can I say the threat today is Islamic terrorism, but the task is Afghanistan? Or it's two?
No,
no?
I'm not in a position to define instead of the NATO Council, so the Union
mm-hmm.
of Heads of States.
Mm-hmm.
Or governments, yeah, the mission and the strategy of NATO, this is being tasked. They are now reviewing their strategy. And reviewing strategy means identifying the threat. My personal opinion is that the only apparent threat is the terrorist threat. But the terrorist threat is in itself a definition that is, for me, too straight, too narrow. Yeah, the terrorist threat is only a threat because the injustice and the difference, clash of civilizations, yeah, in culture.
Okay.
It's backwardness, it's traditionalism against the Western modern way, yeah, of doing business. So that is what we're about. It's Huntington in some form or the other.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what's there. Maybe that some idiot in China, yeah, decides to try to become world power number one or what, unilateral power there. And then they might threaten others. But that is something that is not on the agenda yet.
So the only
but it has a practical result,
okay.
Because you cannot exclude that option. You have to keep your nuclear forces, your strategic, your projecting power, whatever you, the whole full broad arsenal of military option alive. And that is what NATO is preparing to. So they are also polishing their and developing their capabilities to remain relevant in the European, in the all-out military, whatever, capabilities.
It's actually my next question is NATO's deployment in Afghanistan evidence of its continued vitality?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, for the first time. I would say totally different. Yeah, I would say for the first time this alliance has proven that it can fight war. It has not proven yet that
so
it will
not
win
even
the war.
Vitality, it's like, okay.
Yeah, so but before, we were only in the show business.
I don't understand why you don't include Kosovo, because you said before...
Kosovo is just a step in between. Kosovo was, okay, we bomb Kosovo, okay, done. Easy. It was just an air campaign. Nobody shot us, yeah, no
okay,
dead
so
people.
That's why
you don't
answer it. Okay.
That was like a military exercise, yeah, dropping bombs on Kosovo or at Belgrade and other places.
Okay.
Yeah?
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah? That was not really fighting a war. Fighting war is, okay, having body bags being flown back, yeah, and an enemy who has effect.
Okay.
That's fighting war.
So yes, so in that case, actually,
yeah,
the first one since...
And organizing an alliance and coming up with a result.
Okay.
May not suffice at the moment. And, I mean, all the problems of finding the right strategy and so on remain. But the answer is, this is not a paper tiger. The tiger bites.
Okay. Which is the difference with the...
Yeah, and this is different, yeah. I mean, and the NATO headquarters in Shape and in Brussels and Naples, they have shown that they bite. Which is absolutely, I mean, before we were just in the postering business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suffice to say we buy missiles and buy tanks. Had no ammunition. Nobody cared.
Talking about results, what is really at stake for NATO in Afghanistan? Can we say that its existence is at stake in Afghanistan?
Losing the war in Afghanistan, losing the war in Afghanistan, yeah, would mean that the alliance has proven its inefficiency.
So there's no risk of its own... I think I remember I wrote a paper on this specific question, just 2,000 words. And I think I read somewhere that is for some pessimists would say that, yeah, if NATO fails in Afghanistan, there would be less interest. That would be actually my next question. Do you think there is today less interest in NATO than before? But from what I remember reading is that people are now, if there is no results, so nation states will do it their own ways, like the Americans are trying to do, and then NATO's existence is maybe a threat.
I would see it the other way around. Of course, I would agree that if NATO would lose the war, there would be a discussion whether it's worthwhile staying in NATO, keeping NATO. Okay? Mm-hmm. But then please remember how I defined NATO in the beginning. NATO is an American tool by which the United States of America keep forces stationed in Europe in order to maintain what they basically need to remain a naval power. Losing their footing in Europe would mean an end of
legitimacy to
control of the North Atlantic.
Is it a big deal for the United States?
It's absolutely crucial.
Because anyway, even if you said before, and I agree with you, that they cannot act alone, many American policymakers would believe that they can act alone, and that probably should act alone, Europe is a burden.
They are stupid if they would believe that. They have been shown in Iraq that they can't. Even fighting one simple guerrilla war in Iraq has overtaxed them. They cannot fight Afghanistan alone. No way.
So the conclusion of all of this of that is that even if you don't have the glue of the Soviet Union, both need to commit, Europe and the United States need to commit, because one cannot deal with problems alone without
America. Has learned in Iraq that the coalition of willing principle, the arrogance of the unilateral power which led to it, leads to a political disaster, has led to a political disaster. And the whole philosophy of the Obama administration is, let's mend our destroyed alliances of the past.
Again,
Bush has destroyed NATO, nearly destroyed NATO.
Because of unilateralism.
Yes. And his theory of coalition of the willing.
And Obama is trying to do the opposite.
And Obama does everything to mend this. Because they can't carry it alone.
Yeah.
And ally number one, Britain, is now learning the lesson of doing it alone instead of doing it with NATO.
And I think the last...
To answer your question, no, there will be a discussion. But the end of the discussion, in my opinion, will be, we may have lost a campaign, the one in Afghanistan, but the threats of the future, Africa, and what is to come, will tell us better keep the thing that we have alive instead of trying to invent something more, which cannot be better as the one we have.
At the end of the day,
let's reform NATO, maybe. Let's change things in NATO, maybe.
That's what they're doing right now.
That's what they are discussing.
Yeah.
But invent something instead of it is not an option.
Okay.
You have to go to the same parliament, same parliaments, and get them to ratify something that already exists.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the only alliance that exists.
And as the ascendants are BRIC nations, etc., etc., we are walking towards a multipolar world. The Entschuldigung.
The United States would be stupid to give up NATO. Imagine there's Southern America being united behind Brazil. Yeah, there's China, yeah, controlling the Eastern Pacific. There's India taking over Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Or Southwest Asia, whatever.
I mean, giving up NATO then would be a very stupid thing. It's not an option. No.
And for Europeans anyway, doesn't even
the Europeans,
doesn't even come into question.
The Europeans would have to go to Russia. If the Americans would get out of NATO, then the center of gravity would go towards Russia.
Yeah. No, there's absolutely no point of doing so.
It's not in the interest. Yeah, I mean, it's the options that then would develop are no options.
Two last ones and then we're done. How would you explain the lack of public support for NATO in general, but especially for its first mission, its first real mission? I think it's a big problem today that
the lack of public support.
Yeah.
Politicians. I mean, I'm now speaking about Germany mostly.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very good feature in